10th peg of Shabbos, Mishnah Beis. The Isra is right for carrying a tank from a Shus Yochid to a Shus Rabbin, or the other way around. If you pass over a non Bokum Tour, which is a non Rishus, you're still chai. If you took a break in the middle, then you'll be puffed. Now, Moshe Oishlin, the Nothmal is Kupa. A house has a little platform in front of it, which is more than 3 Bokum Tour, and 4x4 Bokum wide, or less. That platform is not a Shus Yochid, not a Shus Rabbin. So, if you took something out from the house and put it under the Kupa, then you didn't do a malacha because you didn't put it in a Shus Rabbin. If afterwards you took it off the Kupa, Pain Shechoto is Tia. Then you turn out, and whether the same person that put it on the scooper now is going to take it out, or somebody else can take it out, potter. It's potter. Why? Because they should like, oh, some lots of the lots wasn't done one shot. He took it from the Shus Yochid to Mokum Tur, and then from the Mokum Tur, or Kamalus to the Shus Rabbin. Cooper, she may lay a face in the Torah, it's Cooper, she's telling it. Now I'm discussing another Kiddush. If you have a large container, and you place it in the fashion that part of it is out of the Rishus HaYofid, and part of it remains in the Rishus HaYofid. You're coming out from the Rishus HaYofid. And you have payers inside of it, or vegetables inside of it, or whatever, grains inside of it, whatever it may be. Obviously, you should raise the payers for who's poster. Even though most of the payers are outside, you're still poster, after you use this color coupon until you take the whole coupon out in one shot. So, there's two ways of learning this Mishnah. The thing that holds Eged Kli, Shnei Eged means that anything that is connected by the factors in the Kli would learn that even though you have grain in this and a lot of the grain is completely removed from the Shus HaYochid, but since it's contained in this container and part of the container still remains in the Shus HaYochid, we look at the entire entity as one entity which is not fully added to the Shus HaRabin and we put it. The thing that disagrees with this holds that Eged Kli is Shnei Eged, and therefore it says that the grain that was out is out and you are chayv on that grain. Our Mishnah says that even though most of the parents are outside, he can learn that Mishnah is not talking about grain. He's talking about lawn, like leeks and the like, scallions, that even though the big things like pumpkins, that even though the majority of the fruit is outside, since part of that same fruit or vegetable is inside, and the entire fruit is not going one shot, it'll be potter. But if you have grain, it'll be chayim. In respect to this machlokes, the Rav passes lachumra, that the only time you'll be potter if you have this long vegetables, that part of that vegetable was still inside. But Allah Lamaita, we passed in the Kula, that Eged, Kli, Shnei Eged, and therefore, as long as we produce it in one Kli, and the entire Kli wasn't taken out in one shot, it will be possible.